Hosea chapter 7. When I would heal Israel, the corruption of Ephraim is revealed, and the wicked deeds of Samaria. For they deal falsely, the thief breaks in, and the bandits raid outside. But they do not consider that I remember all their wickedness. Now their deeds surround them, they are before my face. By their wickedness they make the king glad, and the officials by their treachery. They are all adulterers. They are like a heated oven, whose baker does not need to stir the fire, from the kneading of the dough until it is leavened. On the day of our king the officials became sick with the heat of wine. He stretched out his hand with mockers. For they are kindled like an oven, their heart burns within them. All night their anger smoulders, in the morning it blazes like a flaming fire. All of them are hot as an oven, and they devour their rulers. All their kings have fallen, none of them calls upon me. Ephraim mixes himself with the peoples, Ephraim is a cake not turned. Foreigners devour his strength, but he does not know it. Gray hairs are sprinkled upon him, but he does not know it. Israel's pride testifies against him, yet they do not return to the Lord their God, or seek him for all this. Ephraim has become like a dove, silly and without sense. They call upon Egypt, they go to Assyria. As they go, I will cast my net over them, I will bring them down like birds of the air, I will discipline them according to the report made to their assembly. Woe to them, for they have strayed from me. Destruction to them, for they have rebelled against me. I would redeem them, but they speak lies against me. They do not cry to me from the heart, but they wail upon their beds, they gash themselves for grain and wine, they rebel against me. It was I who trained and strengthened their arms, yet they plot evil against me. They turn to that which does not profit, they have become like a defective bow, their officials shall fall by the sword because of the rage of their tongue. So much for their babbling in the land of Egypt.
Hosea chapter 8. Set the trumpet to your lips. One like a vulture is over the house of the Lord, because they have broken my covenant and transgressed my law. Israel cries to me, My God, we, Israel, know you. Israel has spurned the good, the enemy shall pursue him. They made kings, but not through me. They set up princes, but without my knowledge. With their silver and gold they made idols for their own destruction. Your calf is rejected, O Samaria. My anger burns against them. How long will they be incapable of innocence? For it is from Israel, an artisan made it. It is not God. The calf of Samaria shall be broken to pieces, for they sow the wind, and they shall reap the whirlwind. The standing grain has no heads, it shall yield no meal. If it were to yield, foreigners would devour it. Israel is swallowed up. Now they are among the nations, as a useless vessel. For they have gone up to Assyria, a wild ass wandering alone. Ephraim has bargained for lovers. Though they bargain with the nations, I will now gather them up. They shall soon writhe under the burden of kings and princes. When Ephraim multiplied altars to expiate sin, they became to him altars for sinning. Though I write for him the multitude of my instructions, they are regarded as a strange thing. Though they offer choice sacrifices, though they eat flesh, the Lord does not accept them. Now he will remember their iniquity and punish their sins. They shall return to Egypt. Israel has forgotten his Maker and built palaces, and Judah has multiplied fortified cities. But I will send a fire upon his cities, and it shall devour his strongholds.
Hosea chapter 9. Do not rejoice, O Israel, do not exult as other nations do, for you have played the whore, departing from your God. You have loved a prostitute's pay on all threshing floors. Threshing floor and wine vat shall not feed them, and the new wine shall fail them. They shall not remain in the land of the Lord, but Ephraim shall return to Egypt, and in Assyria they shall eat unclean food. They shall not pour drink offerings of wine to the Lord, and their sacrifices shall not please him. Such sacrifices shall be like mourners' bread. All who eat of it shall be defiled.
for their bread shall be for their hunger only. It shall not come to the house of the Lord. What will you do on the day of appointed festival, and on the day of the festival of the Lord? For even if they escape destruction, Egypt shall gather them, Memphis shall bury them. Nettles shall possess their precious things of silver, thorns shall be in their tents. The days of punishment have come, the days of recompense have come. Israel cries, "The prophet is a fool, the man of the spirit is mad." Because of your great iniquity, your hostility is great. The prophet is a sentinel for my God over Ephraim. Yet a fowler's snare is on all his ways, and hostility in the house of his God. They have deeply corrupted themselves, as in the days of Gibeah. He will remember their iniquity, he will punish their sins. Like grapes in the wilderness, I found Israel. Like the first fruit on the fig tree, in its first season I saw your ancestors. But they came to Baal Peor, and consecrated themselves to a thing of shame, and became detestable like the thing they loved. Ephraim's glory shall fly away like a bird, no birth, no pregnancy, no conception. Even if they bring up children, I will bereave them until no one is left. Woe to them indeed when I depart from them! Once I saw Ephraim as a young palm planted in a lovely meadow. But now Ephraim must lead out his children for slaughter. Give them, O Lord, what will you give? Give them a miscarrying womb and dry breast. Every evil of theirs began at Gilgal. There I came to hate them. Because of the wickedness of their deeds I will drive them out of my house. I will love them no more. All their officials are rebels. Ephraim is stricken, their root is dried up, they shall bear no fruit. Even though they give birth, I will kill the cherished offspring of their womb. Because they have not listened to him, my God will reject them. They shall become wanderers among the nations.